Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb. I'm the Red Flamingo himself, Aaron. Along with me is the Red Flamingo, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Kind of tired.
Yeah, it's a little later than usual that we record these.
Yeah, that is my bad.
Well, it's E3, so.
Exactly. I got to catch up on all these games I'm probably not going to play.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Jay, what is this week's anime du jour?
We're talking about Samurai Flamenco.
Cool. And I believe this is my choice.
Yeah, this was your choice. And this was a blind choice, right?
Yeah. Blind as in I've never seen it. I've had people pitch it to me a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I have mixed feelings about it, but it was
Overall, it was good.
It was a fun watch.
Yeah, very entertaining. You want to give us the synopsis?
Sure. So male model Masayoshi Hizama decides to fulfill his childhood dream of becoming a superhero despite having no superpowers or technology to create a high-powered suit. He becomes the hero Samurai Flamenco and begins to fight crime in the name of justice. Police officer Hidenori Goto finds out about Samurai Flamenco and his real identity by a twist of fate which leads him to getting involved with lots of trouble, especially when they come across enemies that were not thought to exist outside of fiction. Nonetheless, these two men will come face to face with hardships of being crime fighters while discovering what truly means to be a hero of justice.
Yeah, and that pretty much sums it up. Just kind of spoilers in that synopsis, but it's all
right. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about it anyway.
Yeah. So you want to hit us with some facts?
Yeah. So, Samurai Flamenco is a superhero comedy, drama, anime released in 2013. There are 22 episodes. This is an original property written by Hideyuki Kurata. And he's a novelist and screenwriter. He worked on anime such as Bamboo Blade, recently My Sister is Unusual, and Dragon Crisis.
I know Dragon Crisis.
Have you ever heard of Recently, My Sister is Unusual?
No.
It's a very weird concept. You want me to tell you about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I guess a girl dies, and she's a ghost, and in order for her to go into the afterlife, she needs to confess her love to the girl, to the guy that she liked. So, she takes takes control of the guy's sister, and he tries to put the moves on the brother as the sister, so it's kind of...
Well, that might have to go on the list. That sounds hilarious, actually.
Okay. So, this anime was directed by Takehiro Omori, and he's done anime such as Durarara, Fancy Lala, and Natsume's Book of Friends. The studio was Manglobe, and they've done stuff like Ergo Proxy, The World Only God Knows. Go check out. We did a podcast on that one. Go check that one out. And their last anime that they did before they went under was Gangsta.
And this was their second to last anime. And as I was telling Jay, you could sadly kind of tell that
they're losing funds.
They were running out of money. Coming up, I think next year you're going to talk about the music, right?
I was going to talk about the license.
Oh, so before you do that, like, you could tell that they're running out of money with the, you know, the openings, and we can talk about more when, as we get there, too.
Mm-hmm. So this was licensed by Aniplex in North America,
mm-hmm.
And the music was done by two people. This is Age Has Springs, and this is the only anime they worked on. Age Has Springs is like a production company, and almost like a label. Like, they have a whole bunch of artists under them.
That's pretty cool.
And I think they're the ones that they do the songs that the flamenco girls do, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
All that the actual songs with lyrics and stuff like that. I think that's what they handle. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's the case.
The one thing I really did like about the music, I don't know if like if you caught it too, so like all the like throwback superhero music,
yeah,
was really good. And there was also one, I don't know if you caught it or not, but I knew like right away, it's one of those parody songs. They have like a fake Black Panther, not Black Panther, fake Pink Panther.
Oh, really?
Song in there.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Like it starts and then like it goes off key a bunch, but it's totally, you can totally hear Pink Panther in it.
Yeah. Okay. The other person that worked on the music is Kenji Tamai. And they've worked on the Ace Attorney anime, the Honey and Clover second season, and Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works.
Is Honey and Clover on your list by any chance?
It's not on my list right now. I do like that anime. Yeah. I would want to tackle it soon. Not soon, but eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
I haven't seen the second season, though.
Really?
Yeah, I don't... Well, actually, it's been a long time, so I don't know what I watched.
All right.
So the first opening was performed by Spy Air, and they've done anime such as Haikyuu, which we've done. So that was the last podcast we did.
Mm-hmm.
Gintama and Mobile Suit Gundam Age. And the second opening theme is performed by Flo, and they've done anime such as Naruto, Eureka 7, Code Geass. And both ending themes are performed by the actresses that play the flamenco girls, Haruka Tomatsu, who played Mari, Iri Yamazaki, who played Moe, and Mao Ichimichi, who played Mizuki. And I have a little fun fact for you about Mao Ichimichi, who played Mizuki. That's the brown-haired
girl.
Yeah. Or
Ruby.
Ruby, yeah. The actress, she was actually one of the yellow Super Sentai character. The actual
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't the original one, but
she
was one of them.
She played one.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, this is anime is super weird because I enjoy the endings a lot more than I enjoyed the openings.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I thought there was more quality in the endings than there was.
Mm-hmm.
As I alluded to earlier, in the openings, you can see them running out of money.
Yeah.
Because, like, It the openings just become recycled animations of, like, I don't know if that was a nod to Sentai, maybe.
Okay.
But I didn't feel, I mean, yeah.
They're probably both, huh?
Yeah, like, it was a really good cost-cutting measure.
Mm-hmm.
And just using, like, still frames and recycled animation.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's always a good thing that the actresses in the anime play or sing the song.
Sing the song, yeah, exactly. You know how much I love that.
Yeah.
And both of the songs were really, really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first ending more than the second ending.
But I enjoyed the visuals of the second ending of, like, the puppets.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed that visual a lot more, too.
Yeah, that was really cool. Going back to the music, I actually found, like you said, it was like very superhero-esque, and what I enjoyed most about it is like they do add like that flamenco dance kind of flavor to it. I really enjoyed that. And then like the other like the Pink Panther song, is that like a mellow song?
Yeah, well, like it sounds like there's a da-da, da-da,
yeah,
da-da, and then it goes like, it only plays that those first two notes, and then it goes kind of wonky.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like how they said it, like, they told somebody play the Pink Panther song. Like, how do you think it goes?
Oh yeah, I guess that probably how it went about, huh?
Yeah.
But along with like the
that song also plays when they're being like sneaky.
Oh okay, yeah.
So it's like it totally
fits
it.
Yeah. And then there's like a lot of mellow and like calm music.
Oh yeah.
So that's all.
It's all
good
background music.
Yeah.
But those are like the superhero one, and especially that Pink about them like really stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't really expect like a whole OST to speak to me a lot, because a lot of it's just background noise.
Yeah,
but like if there's certain few that are actually like pop out, that's a really good staple of a good OST. I feel if it feels like unique enough.
Yeah. All right. So for cross media, there's a manga that was written after this, because this was an original property that ran for two volumes. And then there was a mobile phone game that I tried to look for. I wanted to download it, but I guess it doesn't exist anymore. And I couldn't find really any pictures on it either.
That's weird. You just thought it existed?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It might be false information from Wiki, but...
Okay.
And supposedly it was an RPG. So I think that would... I don't know how that would have been... How that would have worked.
Yeah, it sounds super weird.
Yeah, because I think most like Super Sentai video games... are like
beat 'em ups,
either beat 'em ups or like some sort of platformer.
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
Yeah. All right, so that's all I really have. Do you want to jump into the topics?
Well, before we get the general, I wonder if Saban tried to sue him at any point.
I
know.
I wonder if there was some sort of lawsuit.
Because Saban will attack anything that's Sentai related.
Yeah.
Even if. Because he doesn't own the idea of Sentai, mm-hmm. but for some reason he'll always shoot after people who try to make anything like
related to it, right?
Yeah, something, anything tangentially related to Power Rangers or mm-hmm. Sentai, he'll go after.
Yeah, and this has like a load, like every single, not every single character, but a lot of them have like a Super Sentai costume.
Yeah, exactly.
Like so. Ensemble.
Yeah. So that's why I wonder if he tried attacking him at any point, or if they got his blessing at some
beforehand
point.
Or something.
Yeah. Hmm. So we're gonna talk about a little bit. This anime has like the hardest turn, I feel.
Yeah.
That I've seen in an anime.
Yeah, that's a understatement. I think.
I think like the turns are really like the initial turn of. Now there's monsters, like real monsters.
Yeah.
Was really cool.
It's like almost like a complete genre change.
Yeah, exactly. And I know we were talking about this last night, but it's like, I feel like, oh, this is where they jumped the shark. This is where it's going to start getting crappy, but it never does.
Yeah.
It stays quality.
It stays good.
I mean, I think it stays good all the way up to the last arc. Yeah. I didn't enjoy the last arc whatsoever.
Yeah, with that kid.
With the kid and... Goto's reveal.
Yeah, exactly.
I really liked that episode too.
17 was it, right?
Yeah.
Where we find out that, well, I guess spoilers, that he doesn't actually.
Yeah.
He's not actually texting anybody.
Yeah, he's texting himself. I really enjoyed that episode up until that point. Okay. And I was really excited for that episode because I was like, oh, cool, we finally get to meet his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then
I even texted you like early on, like, I hope we get to see her.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping too. And then it's just nothing.
Yeah.
And then even worse, we get no resolve whatsoever.
Yeah, not from Goto. Not, I don't think Mari like does anything with him because she took his phone and like went through his phone and they got
found out.
Yeah, she got all mad and he got mad and they never made up after that. I don't think, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, so that kind of sucked.
And then another like general problem I had with it, or I guess specific problem I had with it, was how easily, Momo just forgave the director for setting her up.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, I couldn't believe how that's why, also why I thought my original theory of the anime was that it was just Masayoshi like writing it,
mm-hmm.
and like just that's the easy way to explain away kind of like bad writing.
Yeah, exactly.
At points is like, oh, like because he's a bad writer, he's an amateur writer.
Yeah.
So like just forgiving him for doing what he did.
Yeah. And like, you even said that like you thought this because there was one scene where he finished reading his grandpa's notes. And there was blank pages after it.
Yeah, and then as soon as he gets those blank pages, the next scene right after, that's when the monsters start showing up.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just assumed it was him just writing, filling in his grandfather's notebook.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, that's kind of weak writing to me to explain it away of like, oh, I didn't set her up. She didn't have to go.
Yeah, exactly. It was so stupid.
Like, they're like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, and then... after that, they even go as far as saying, like, asking for his help to do stuff. Like, I wouldn't want anything to do with him after that.
Exactly. I did not. I don't know. And then just Diamond or like Momo for, you know, or Mari. Mari, right? It's Mari? Mari?
Mari, yeah. A-R-I.
Yeah, Mari. She was like, oh, who are you again?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean? You were just like traumatized.
Yeah, exactly.
By it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I didn't. I didn't. I was, I don't know. I thought there was a better way to handle that situation. Yeah, I don't have any other. Do you have any
general stuff?
General stuff.
Well, there's a lot of variety with the heroes and villains, and there's a lot of cool weapons in this anime. I really like the idea of using stationery as weapons. Yeah,
I was gonna say because he's not really in my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. Just that I really love his name. It's Harikiri Sunshine.
Oh yeah,
is a really really cool name, and that's
the guy that saved the policeman.
Yeah,
the From Beyond arc,
from,
right?
Yeah, from what's her name? It was a dumb name too.
Miami something.
Miami,
right?
Yeah, it was something super dumb.
Yeah, and she was like a roller skate. She had like a, what is it, a smorgasbord?
Yeah, it was like such a weird combination of characters.
Yeah.
I really love, was that like the band of 3000, whatever? The big assault?
Uh-huh.
They just have all those generic Sentai villains?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. I also really love the generic, I mean, it's more an art, but I really like the design of all the Sentai villains and the Sentai themselves.
Yeah. A lot of them are really coolly designed. I guess we can just go into topics already and just talk
about Yeah. I don't think I have any other general things I want to talk about. But yeah, so like art, even though the colors are kind of boring.
Yeah.
It
is colorful still.
Oh, like the first half or before, after King Torture.
Yeah.
I feel that it's very dark.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as he joins the Flamin Rangers, all the colors start popping.
Yeah. It gets more colorful as the anime goes on.
Way more bright.
Yeah.
But
I did enjoy like the lighting of this anime. Like I like the shadows at night and all that stuff. It was good looking. The art style is not really that great, if you ask me.
Not really. It's kind of boring.
Yeah. It reminds me of like Speedcrafter.
Yeah, it does actually a lot.
Yeah.
But the costume design is actually really good.
Yeah, all the
character design is kind of lame.
Yeah, but the costume designs are
really good. Like the Flamenco Rangers to, like you said earlier, all the Sentai villains and the Sentai heroes.
Yeah,
and the Flamenco girls.
Yeah,
costumes are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Even Goto's police uniform.
Oh yeah,
or even the ones that Mary makes him wear.
Mm-hmm. He wore a few different ones.
Yeah, it is really, really cool.
Yeah. I really like, I'm really partial to Ensemble, the music-related Super Sentai characters. I really like that the villains of that TV show that they were filming were called Bad Tuning.
Bad. That's so cool.
Yeah. I was tempted to draw them for the Instagram.
Oh, there you go.
Shout
out to the gram.
To the Anime Cherry Bomb Instagram.
So, we've been talking about this all week about how cinematography-wise, this anime is very boring.
Yeah, there's not too much. Other than, like,
the fight scenes.
Other than the fight scenes and the giant robot battles.
Yeah, there's not much.
There's not much. It's more like, it's all, like, straightforward. Like, I'm talking. And then I'm doing something. You're doing something.
Yeah, it's really not. That's where you can tell the budget in here was really, really cut.
Yeah. I can't tell you like one like just shot from it that like amazed me or something.
So
like
my favorite shot.
Oh, so you have one.
Yeah, I do have one. Is Flamenco Green. It's the one who's going to law school.
Okay.
Right? There's a point where they're fighting something, right?
Uh-huh.
And then after they're done, in his flamenco costume, he pushes up his glasses. I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
He makes, like, he has the mask on, and he makes the move to push up the glasses, like, on his mask. And I was like, I don't know if they're just, like, playing with, because he's always pushing up his glasses.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that's a glasses for it. I don't wear glasses. Is that a glass? Like, even if you don't have your glasses on, do you sometimes push up your glasses?
Sometimes, like when I have them off, like when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I do that.
Like, unintentionally to push them back up?
Yeah.
But I thought, because I was like, I don't know if that's a mistake or, like, I don't know. Like,
they're playing. It's a nice little detail if it was done intentionally.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I know that they're making fun of that character type, because every time you see him on screen, mm-hmm. he's pushing up his glasses.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, they just put it in there because, you know, every time he has pushing up his glasses, they just put that little thing in there just real quick. It's like a real quick scene, and I thought it was really, really funny that they added it in.
That's cool.
But cinematography-wise, like I said, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
I actually kind of did like the framing of the last episode with the three of them talking. I thought they had
the three
Goto, the last villain, and Flamenco.
Oh, okay, yeah, in that room.
Yeah, in that room.
Oh, in his burned out room.
Yeah, like I thought that was a really cool final shot, like end final it
showdown kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, end it where it began, basically, where Goto got him to put on the costume.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cool. Really, not really innovative ways to block the penis.
With the arm and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And other people's leg or something.
Other than that, I don't know. I got much to say about it.
Okay, so what, want to talk about characters now?
Yeah, where do you want to go?
Let's do least.
Least?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a few, actually.
Okay.
So, I mentioned it earlier. I really liked Goto, but with that final reveal, I feel like they, like, completely ruined his character.
Yeah, he was a really cool character. I actually have him on my favorites, like, despite that.
Yeah.
Like, he was just, like, the voice of reason, almost, out of, like, all the characters. The most, like, mellow, like, level-headed, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then they just, like, throw it all out the window.
Yeah.
For this cheap, like,
twist
at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, I didn't even get, like, the twist was, like, so out of, like, nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even, like, if you go, like, I really love, like, when you can go back into something and see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the kind of go back and see is like, so do you ever see him talking to her any other way? It's always text.
Yeah, there is no.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's always like the camera, like, kind of lying to you too whenever he's texting.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like he's always just like doing something and then opening his phone and checking.
Yeah, he's always responding too. He's never.
Yeah, that's what I don't. That's what I thought the twist was, like, really. That was almost. Is it almost as weak as H2O, he was blind the whole time?
Maybe.
Is it almost as bad?
I don't think so. I don't think it's as bad because it's not throughout the whole thing.
It is through the whole thing.
I guess it is through the whole thing, but
it's not a plot point, I guess.
Yeah, it's not a main
focus. They're not, like, retroactively changing, hey, look at my picture, my eyes are open, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So is that the worst twist that we've had?
I think so.
Yeah, I guess so.
So far. I'm sure there are much worse ones.
Well, I can't wait. I'm super excited. who else do you have?
I have Kono. That's the guy from the High Roller Agency. I also have obviously.
Him. I hate him trying to mac on Flamenco's manager.
I know. I actually wanted the manager and Samurai Flamenco to get together.
Yeah, I didn't know how good a couple they were until they pointed it out. And I was like, yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm.
The only thing is how much older is she?
I guess. The one thing I didn't like was, like, the kind of the hint and the nudge that the manager is kind of softening up for him.
Yeah.
And might get together. They might get together.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't like that.
You know, that's a general thing that I'm kind of disappointed that nobody ended up together.
Yeah. That's also very weird.
Mm-hmm. Because they did, like, this whole spiel about love is the answer or love is whatever. like the most important thing, and nobody ends up together. But I guess you can interpret love in different ways, like they
say. Yeah, I guess. I also have Haji, so the villain. Villain of the last arc. I didn't really think he was that strong of a villain. Mm-hmm. Was seen like really, really rushed. His motives, I guess, were kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he wanted him to become an anti-hero.
Yeah. Just so that he could be a part of Samurai Flamenco's, like...
Lore,
yeah.
Yeah, it was... I don't know. And then also, I really, really didn't like Red Axe.
You didn't?
Yeah, especially
at... Goji?
Yeah, like I did not... Well, maybe his first half. Okay. In the first half, I did not enjoy his character whatsoever. Like...
I actually have him as one of my favorites because I actually like that spiel of him always being gone when they need him.
Yeah, it is actually pretty funny. He's like, oh, I'll help you guys out. And he's like, oh, I had to go do a marathon in Africa.
Yeah, I have to go save some kids or do a charity thing in China or something.
He's always like, Hollywood is calling me. I did think that it was kind of funny. I just thought he was kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. Of like he didn't know. Like, I feel bad because I don't remember his name right now, but Flamenco's name. Mm-hmm. Like, he never, or supposedly never really paid any attention to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he was, like, a fake mentor.
Yeah.
And just, like, taking advantage of
the popularity or something.
Yeah. That's why, like, I didn't really enjoy him. But, like, he gets to be better as, like, General Red Axe, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, yeah, I did not dig him whatsoever.
For me, I also put... Alien Flamenco as one of like the weaker characters.
He didn't really get any development or anything.
Yeah. I mean he's just like an ugly looking character, and he's like pretty robotic, so there's like really nothing to him. But I did find that his whole reveal to be like the funniest thing, because I just felt like it was so ridiculous that like, okay, what was his name? Mr. Justice or something?
Yeah.
He like takes off his costume. It's this alien. He's
a giant alien.
Yeah, and then he's like, my name is Alien Flamenco. I just felt it like it was so ridiculous that there's another flamenco. And they even mentioned that, like when he's talking to like the, what is it, the all knowing being or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
The god, basically god.
Yeah, that like he even asked him like, why is everything flamenco? And I was like, oh, it's just a coincidence because it kind of sounds like this other thing.
Yeah, that's a prayer.
Yeah.
I think my other little favorite thing that they did in it, generally speaking, was when the king tortures, enemies would blow up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'd do their position and blow up. And yeah. He's like, the professor's like, why are they blowing up right after? And he goes, I don't know, maybe because it's like their trademark or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, so this isn't a... like a Sentai cartoon. This is real life. Like, no one would ever have that in real life.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Going back to Alien Flamenco, I kind of thought it was dumb that he referred to himself as an alien. Because, like, wouldn't he just say, like, oh, I'm a... Well, he was a Flamencoian or something like that.
Yeah, something... I don't know.
But he introduced himself as Alien Flamenco, and I thought that was kind of dumb.
Well, that's the whole Sentai thing, you know? You gotta name yourself...
What you are.
Literal sense. That's why the guy's name was like King Torture.
Yeah.
Or, what was the other flamenco called?
Oh, the copy one?
Yeah.
Beyond Flamenco.
Yeah, Beyond Flamenco, something like that, yeah. Like, you have to name them that way so you can sell the toys really easily.
Yeah. An easy name to remember.
Or something. Yeah, exactly. Do you have any other least favorite?
No, that's all I have.
Yeah, that's all I have too. All right, so for favorite characters, I think the one we both have is Masayoshi.
Yeah, definitely. So
Samurai Flamenco himself.
Yeah.
I honestly thought at one point he was going to let it go to his head, but I don't think he ever really let it go to his head in the end.
He always stayed true to himself, huh?
Yeah, so like one of my favorite scenes... is, you know, King Torture's people have been around for like a month or so.
Yeah.
So like everybody has stopped
caring
about them. And then My favorite one is Goto rides up on his bike and he goes, okay, where's the dude at? And he's like, you're 40 minutes late. He's been dead for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And like, if you look like behind him, you see like he biked through the ash.
Oh yeah, exactly.
like that. And then the reason why I thought he was gonna get too big for himself was, I think in that same episode, he's talking to Goto about doing the paperwork. And he goes, what's the name of the monster you were facing? And he goes, I don't know, like slug something. And he's all, how could you feel bad for these things and that you said you're feeling bad for them blowing up, and you don't even remember their name?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I kind of feel like maybe they were going to go for that mix up where he might lose himself for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they just like pulled out of it.
Okay.
Like
they tiptoed, but then decided to back out.
Yeah, to back out.
Yeah.
We also have his manager.
Okay, yeah.
She's really cute and really mean.
Yeah.
And I really like the visualization of her in the first opening.
Uh-huh.
He wakes up and picks up the phone.
And she has horns.
Yeah, she has horns.
Yeah.
And just barking at him.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. She probably has the most interesting regular design out of everybody.
Yeah.
Like with her beauty mark and probably like the most visually appealing character in the show, I feel.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I put the flamenco girls, all of them. I liked all of them.
I put MMM on mine.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that they're called MMM because it's like magical muse something like that. But also all their names start with M.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, all of them are pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm especially fond of Sapphire. I really like her English pronunciations of stuff.
Yeah, of Moe.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Moe.
Moe, yeah. She's probably my favorite of the flamenco girls.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really apparent when we talk about my favorite episodes. Maybe it's one of your favorite episodes as well.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah. Really strong. I always thought it was really weird how Mari and Momo like deep kissed.
I know. I never explained why.
I never got the joke.
It was so out of place.
I have no idea. I just remember. I think the first time you see them kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mary like goes somewhere to go become Diamond.
Yeah.
And then Momo's like, that kiss was longer than usual.
Yeah. My favorite thing with Mo is when she talks in English. And my favorite was there's something crazy happened. She was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. She's like the coolest, like, she's not even like ditzy, but the way she talks is like really ditzy.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed
it's just the way her voice sounds, I think.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I actually looked up the voice actress and she hasn't really done much, which
that's
is
unfortunate.
It's a shame.
I've heard her in different other places, but I could have swore she was a familiar voice. I didn't feel like looking it up.
Yeah.
I also really like Flamenco Pink.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she was really, really funny.
Fleminger, right?
Fleminger, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess it's Fleminger. Fleminger Pink.
Yeah.
Just how she's, like, their PR manager.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, she's my favorite thing is, like, to keep up their public appearance. Like, she made, like, keychains for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
She passes them out after after they've done their job. She passes them out to the citizens. Or like how she loves like to crochet. She likes to knit.
Oh yeah.
Super randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And then her whole like love affair.
Yeah.
With Red Axe.
Yeah.
And like that joke didn't really get old when Red Axe is in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just straight up gives the wife the divorce papers.
I really like their banter between them. It's so funny.
Oh my goodness.
Like at the museum, like she's like, oh, you must be in the wrong place. The pig farming museum is over there or something.
Yeah.
Like
She gets him with the, I forget, like, calls her like trash, too, at one point.
Yeah.
Really great. I love, oh, I just love the interaction with her and Lady X.
Yeah. And then in jail, Joji asks Lady X, like, oh, what about the pink Flaminger? She's like, huh? I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness. And then that's all. Actually, that's all I have. And then you mentioned you have Goto and Red Axe on yours, correct?
Yes. I also have King Torture and his band of animal-related monsters.
Yeah. They're actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I
found those villains to be the most appealing out of all of them.
Really? You didn't like any of the four generals? Oh, they were really cool.
The From Four Beyond?
Yeah, from... yeah.
I like
From Beyond.
I like Killing Joke.
From Beyond is like my favorite line in the anime. Yeah, Killing Joke was cool. The perfume guy.
Oh yeah.
The poison killer, poison, I think his name was, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the other ones. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
But the animal ones, those were really strong.
Yeah, yeah, Guillotine Gorilla.
Guillotine Gorilla, yeah, really that was strong.
That was a strong one to start off with.
Yeah.
He's like the only one that had like, he actually killed some people.
Yeah, everyone else was just like murdered immediately.
Yeah. But my favorite out of King Torture's animal-related monsters is the piranha guy that was passing out poisonous flyers or something like that.
Oh, he's passing out poisonous tissue paper.
Yeah.
Tissues. Yeah. Disgusting. I think one of my favorite scenes is also in there where the little torture minions were like hiding, and like you can see them hiding until like he gives the cue and then they jump out.
Yeah.
Do you got anyone else?
No, that's all I really have.
Okay, so let's favorite episode. Let's go.
You want to go favorite first or least?
I have less least, so
we could do that first.
Yeah.
I think the first episode was kind of very slow.
Really? I think the first two episodes are honestly really slow.
Yeah.
I told one of my friends, I was like, if it wasn't for this podcast, I probably would have gave up after two episodes.
Yeah.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. But then something after like three, I don't know. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Probably the umbrella part.
No, Umbrella's number two.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, and three is when Flamenco Girl starts coming in.
Maybe that's why you like three and on.
Well, four. I know girls. Four is when she shows up for the first time.
To fight.
Yeah, to fight.
Is number three where she reveals that she likes all superhero stuff too?
No. Well, it's not superhero stuff. She likes magical girl stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I thought that was the really cool distinction between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that's why. I don't know. If someone said it picks up.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first two episodes, he's, like, fighting people who are, like, smoking, non-smoking areas.
Littering.
Littering, exactly. Or not separating, or putting their trash out too early.
Yeah. You have to wait till morning to put out your trash.
Exactly. She's like, it's too early in the morning to do that. She's like, if you want to do it, you take it from me.
All right, what about you? What's another one of your least favorites?
Mine, it's the second to last episode, Teaching Love.
Okay.
I felt that episode was like just really slow. A lot of these episodes are really well paced.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like this was like one of the worst paced episodes for some reason or another. It just dragged on for me.
Okay.
Like, I was like, I just had no
interest
in what was going on.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. I actually put the very last episode as well because it kind of got my hopes up for like some sort of like twist at the end, and it just drops the ball and lets me down. It had an okay ending.
Yeah. It's fine, but it's just.
Yeah. It's like, it kind of like builds up like something's going to happen. Like, because you're made to think that, like, either he's going crazy and, like, imagining this kid, but it turns out he's actually real and his parents were forced, I guess, to fake his death.
Well, if you think about it, he repeated that. Well, the reason why I think it worked is because he kept on repeating flamenco, and that it was like that was like a prayer to grant wishes. So that's why it was so easy for him to get what he wanted to do done.
Oh.
Because the fucking, the creature from beyond.
Yeah.
Like, gave him the wish, or granted his wish.
Okay.
Yeah, but like I said, the last few episodes are not good.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I know when I first saw the twist and a couple episodes in, I was like, well, this episode went from like in the number ranking, went from like a soft 6 to like a hard 9.
Yeah.
Probably like a soft 9 or like a mid 9.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it worked its way back down.
Yeah.
To like not a 6. It's still like an 8, like a soft 8, hard 7, I feel.
Yeah.
Like it's still really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Better than average.
Yeah, it's better than average. Do you have any other least favorite episodes?
No, I just have the first and the last.
All right, so one of my favorite episodes, Idol Devastation.
Okay.
So that's the episode where Flamenco Girl shows up for the first time.
Okay.
And she's basically Hit Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, that's what it is. I don't know what came out first.
Mm-hmm.
This or...
Hit Girl.
Or Kick-Ass.
Or Kick-Ass, yeah.
Yeah. But basically, that's what she is. Like.
Yeah.
That's what I felt that this... This was like basically Kick-Ass the anime.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing I thought of when I watched this anime.
Yeah, so instead of superheroes, it's Sentai, which is essentially the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a really great introduction to Mari's character,
mm-hmm.
and also to more of the girls of, you know, MMM.
Yeah.
And for a second, when From Beyond came out, and one of the enemies is called MMM34 or like 56, something like that.
Oh yeah,
I thought for some reason, like after what the next episode I'm going to talk about, I thought that Mari had gone over
to the dark side.
To the dark side, yeah.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah. So, which brings it up to my second favorite episode. Probably it's actually my first favorite episode is the final battle in the enemy base.
Yeah, that's the. Episode 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where they go and they fight King Torture at his base.
Yeah.
And that's after Momo and
King Torture?
Yeah. Mary and Moe have been captured. What terrified me, because I think at the end of the last episode, you see Mary there. He has Mary.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to the before when they get the information to go,
mm-hmm.
and then Moe is like, "Oh, I'll go with her." And I was like, "Wait a second, they didn't show her earlier." And I was like, "No, she's dead," because like up until that, I mean, before that point, before Guillotine Gorilla shows up,
yeah,
there's no cause to think that anybody is gonna die,
yeah.
And I feel like that introduction to him is like, no, like not that nobody is safe, but people can die here.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, Moe's going to die. I was really afraid. Terrible. I was really afraid she was going to die in that episode.
Yeah.
And then when they show her in the chair and I was like, oh, he's going to torture her to death.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then he goes and he like crushes her finger. And
yeah. It was brutal.
Oh, like I can't. Like, up to that point, it's not that dark besides of Guillotine Gorilla killing those people.
Mm-hmm.
But to there, like, it's a really, really... That's how you really write dark scenes. It's like when he crushes her finger and she's like, no, still I'm going to sacrifice myself for Mari.
Mm-hmm.
And just how King Torture's like, tells her like, oh, like you can go because I can respect that you're gonna honestly kill yourself for her.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Stain from My Hero.
Right, like he had some kind of a code of valor.
Yeah,
and then just for him to tell Mari, like, even though you said to save yourself, you knew that she was gonna
mm-hmm.
kill herself for you, so you didn't really mean it.
Yeah.
And then that, like, just for her to mentally break. Mm-hmm. And then the theme, the ending song for that one of her singing the song.
Oh, yeah.
In her ripped up costume
mm-hmm.
was also, like, a really strong visual.
Yeah.
Because, like, she's just messed up and, like, limping and trying to dance.
Yeah. It's a very strong scene. I don't think there's even music playing, right? Or it's very low.
Low, yeah. And she's just singing. Mm-hmm. And she's singing, like, off tune because she's, like, beaten half to death.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even talk about any of the flamenco parts in there because I don't feel like any of the flamenco parts are really that strong in that episode.
Yeah, well, they fight and, like, Gota, like, drives the pink Hummer into the
missile. Yeah, exactly.
And at the end, he reveals himself as Samurai Flamenco. And then From Beyond is introduced.
But I just don't feel like it's that
important or that,
yeah,
or that cool.
That strong as those scenes were.
Yeah.
Even though that was, like, the B plot of the episode, I feel it was the stronger of the two plots happening in that one.
I could see that. I actually put episode 7 for that crazy twist.
Yeah, with all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think it might be like the most craziest twist I've seen thus far.
Like, it's the hardest twist, I feel.
Yeah.
Is it the craziest twist that we've seen?
What other twists were there besides H2O?
I feel like the twist of Kama finding out.
Okay, yeah, that might be the craziest.
Where he puts all of his money on, what's her name, being the goddess.
Yeah.
And then he's wrong.
Yeah, he's wrong. Oh. don't remind me of that episode.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Okay.
That one's pretty strong.
Yeah, you got me, Aaron.
but that twist didn't shake the foundation of the world, though.
Yeah.
Like,
this twist, it definitely shifted gears.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, it's a genre change. It's, like, really strong.
I have to commend it for doing that because it takes some balls to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say it takes a lot of balls to just change up your story out of nowhere like that.
Because, like, from that point, it was pretty lighthearted and, like, just like, oh, don't litter or stuff like that. And then they go and kill some people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they would have turned it up a little bit more, though.
Like, more graphic?
Yeah, like, more, like, dark as he got into. I mean, there was, like, the King Torture point was pretty dark.
Yeah.
And, like, him running away from the government.
Okay,
got pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I didn't feel. I feel like it could have went maybe more extreme. I also feel it got dark without being too edgy, also.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Which is really, really good.
Yeah.
I think it's good writing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other favorite episodes?
Yeah, I have episode 17. This is the episode where Flamenco confronts the Prime Minister and they battle it out.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The episode's redonkulous.
Yeah, like, how would that work that, like, if you have more support, your suit gets
stronger?
And then it just crumbles when you're at 1%.
Exactly. Well, if you think about it, he was never going to get 100% either. Because.
Mm-hmm. Goto,
like, Goto wasn't going to believe in them, and then, like, the Flamingo Rangers
wouldn't
believe in them. So, like, it's kind of flawed in a way.
Yeah.
Like, he'd only get to, like, 99%.
Yeah. A high 99 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is also the episode where Mr. Justice reveals that he is alien Flamingo, and I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it was a. Yeah, it's pretty, pretty strong.
Did you get an All Might feel from Mr. Justice?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't go look. I wanted to look it up. I wanted to see if
it's the same, voice actor. Yeah, it might have been.
Because I really felt like All Might.
Yeah, it was a very All Might vibe.
Yeah. And then for my last favorite episode, it's Document We Are the Flamangers. So that's the episode where they're filming the documentary.
Oh, yeah. This is where Killing Joke is in the thing, right?
Yeah.
Where they freeze that part of town or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, I really like that opening of everyone saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm this, and this is what I like to do.
Yeah.
And just the episode made me fall in love with Pink because she's like, yeah, I knit. It's kind of girly, but I like doing it. It's really, really strong
episode. Yeah.
That one, and also, besides, like I said, the Goto reveal, episode, I think it's 2020, I think it is, 20 or 19, that episode is also really strong. Like, I really like the slower, I know it's a kind of contradiction because of my least favorite when I said it was just a really slow paced.
Yeah.
But that was like slow paced and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the them going back to their normal lives after fighting all these monsters and like how could you go back to your boring life after?
Yeah, exactly. We actually skipped the most underutilized character.
I personally don't have one.
Actually, mine is like kind of vague. Not vague, but like a general thing is like, I feel like most of the villains were like just gone. Like they were there and they were gone just as quick as like as soon as they were introduced.
Well, that's Super Sentai.
Yeah, but I would like to. I would have liked to see like a one enemy like last more than one episode.
Well, that's what Haji was.
Yeah, but. Not him.
Somebody more interesting.
Yeah.
I could feel that, like, having... Or King Torture.
Yeah.
Was expanded upon a little bit. Yeah. Not a lot. You only got, like, a couple end bits with him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch all of the extra scenes at the end?
Like, the end things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't know, like, because I really felt left off that... Like, it was for the first half they were there, or the first, like, eight episodes, and then they just went away.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think after, like, the eight, like you said, I think all they did was, like, a title card.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of disappointing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more final thoughts you want to throw out there?
No.
Oh, I also... The only reason why I found out there was scenes after was when the flamenco girls were talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, she was like, oh, what was wrong with the thing I said the last time I showed up? And she goes, oh, yeah, it was kind of weird or whatever. And it was her first time, so I let it slide. And I was like, for a little bit, I was like, oh, did stuff happen, like, off screen that I didn't see? And so I was like, let me just go check. And then that's when I saw that there was extra scenes. I was like, oh, well, now I got to go back and watch all these scenes. It wasn't worse. One time I watched this one anime where I'd gotten up to go to the bathroom. And I let the ending play. And when I got back, there was another scene playing. And I was like, oh, so there's more scenes. So I had to go back.
At all the episodes.
Yeah, from all the episodes and go watch all the scenes I missed. All right.
Yeah, that's always annoying when that happens.
Yeah, all right. So, accessibility.
Anybody can watch this.
I don't know if it'd get the same reaction to people, though. Like, you have to be... Like, yeah, anybody can watch it. There's not really any...
Anything, like, objective. Crazy. I mean, crazy offending or anything like that.
If you're squeamish to, like, torture scenes...
Well, I guess.
Like, that's the only episode I could see.
I guess you could say it's a little bit graphic.
Yeah, a little bit graphic.
Yeah, well, a little bit as in it's not in the forefront for most of the episodes.
Yeah, but showing him climbing down on her finger and then the blood coming out, that's pretty... Yeah.
It's very graphic.
Yeah, I really thought that they were going to have, like, above, like, so you couldn't see the hand. Mm-hmm. And then when they showed the hand, I was like, oh, that's balls.
Yeah.
Ballsy to show that like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you had, like, you need to have some familiarity. With most Super people. Sentai? Yeah. I feel like if you, I don't know if it's as good if you don't know what, like, Sentai. But for me, I thought it was really good because I know not a lot of Sentai. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was a kid, I watched a lot of
Power Rangers.
So mm-hmm. I'm familiar with a lot of Sentai tropes.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was a lot stronger. Like, I don't know if it'd be just as strong if you're unfamiliar with the genre itself.
Yeah. Okay. I see that.
But yeah, like you said, I guess anybody can watch it.
Yeah.
The writing is really strong.
Yeah, the writing is where it shines.
Yeah. Also, at some point, it's very amateurish also, I feel.
The writing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's strong in most points. And, like, how we were mentioning, like, how could you forgive somebody to set you up like that, like, so fast?
Yeah.
Or...
There's just a tinge of amateurish
stuff. Yeah, just a little bit. Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what, accessibility?
It's on Crunchyroll. I think it might be on Netflix. It's not on Hulu.
I think it also might be on Netflix.
Yeah.
on your local illegal meme site.
Yeah, it'll definitely be there.
Rewatchability, what do you...
I would watch it again. I don't know if I would go back to it, like...
Immediately.
But I would, like, if I wanted something to watch and I saw it, like, I was scrolling down and I saw it, I'd be like, oh, I'll watch a couple episodes of that.
I don't know if I can go back.
No?
And watch it. I mean, it was really fun the first time around.
You don't think it would be as fun if you know what's
coming? What's coming, yeah.
I guess so. I mean...
And there's not much you can look... Maybe this time around... I can look for more cinematography in it, but it's like it's just so visually like boring to me.
Yeah,
that like I don't know. Like I'd rather go and read the manga.
There's only two volumes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think what they what I read is that the manga is like a different story. I don't think it's this story.
The story, I don't know, it might be better.
Yeah, maybe. One thing that I forgot to mention about Moe. Was that in going back to favorite characters and stuff? she mentions that like in one of the final episodes that like, oh, you remember the time when Mari saved the world and Samurai Flamenco's character helped out a little bit. That was a funny line.
Gosh dang it!
I just wanted to mention that real
quick.
Yeah,
no problem.
I just remembered it right now.
But. Yeah, rewatchability, I don't know. For me, it's kind of low.
Okay.
I'm not saying I won't rewatch it. Like, maybe one day when I can recommend a friend to it, maybe I'll rewatch it then. With him
or something?
But, I don't know, not even that. Like, I didn't really feel like, near the end, I didn't feel like watching it.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I cut through the first, like, 12 episodes, like, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, like, slowed down for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. So a change we would make.
We were talking about this earlier, and we think that like budget would probably
save a lot of yeah.
Yeah, if it had more production, it would have been a lot better.
My favorite line is if I told you last night, I wish the production was a reflection of the writing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if it was that, then it would look really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to see him in the super ultra Sentai suit like he has in the first opening, and I think he does eventually get there at
like
the end.
Like it looks all robotic.
Yeah, but I don't know, I wanted more of that, honestly.
Yeah.
Real
quick, what did you think the ending was gonna be?
Well, I thought it was going to be that...
Oh, yeah, you said the writing, right?
It was going to be that he was just writing it the whole time.
Yeah, but for me, I was thinking that it was going to be like a Groundhog Day kind of thing because the first episode, it starts off with... I don't know the guy's name, but Samurai Flamenco,
yeah.
Him being naked.
Uh-huh.
And then the last episode, he gets naked again.
Right.
And I didn't think of any reason other than he's going to go back to the beginning...
Somehow.
Like, yeah, like, somehow.
Maybe. That would have been kind of interesting.
Yeah. But then I thought about it, like, what would be the point of him going back?
Maybe it was...
For him to realize what love is or something?
No, that maybe it's that god deity, like, helping him out. Like, maybe Goto could have shot him.
Okay.
And then, like, his will was like... Well, I have to go back and stop Goto. And so, like, it takes
him back. That would have been interesting.
Back to the beginning so he can try to fix his relationship with Goto. Like, get Goto to not fall in love with them, but to, you know,
yeah,
like, trust them more
mm-hmm.
and more better understanding with them.
Okay, so that would have been interesting.
Them. Yeah.
I also wanted them to actually get together.
They'd make a cute couple. I don't see why not.
But can't have everything.
Exactly. All right. So the moment of truth, Jay. What would you rate it?
I think this is just like a flat recommend.
A flat recommend? Yeah. I'm gonna say it's a niche recommend.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess because of all the if you need to have the knowledge of Super Sentai.
Yeah, to get the full effect of it.
Not a lot, but you need to know like basically what it is.
Yeah, but I can also agree with a flat recommend also would probably be in there too, but I'll give it like a niche recommend.
Okay.
And but the weirdest thing, I know we talked about it yesterday too, that for being like a flat anime, for being whatever, it's high on my list of my favorite anime I've watched this season. Like, not really high. It's not like top five.
Yeah.
But it's up there. Like, I might reorganize my thoughts like after finishing it.
I'll show you my list after it, where it falls. Well,
we'll calculate sometime this week.
Yeah.
For next week.
For the next episode.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. It's a very entertaining anime, but I don't know. It's just like,
It's all steak, no sizzle, basically.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, cool, it's a steak, but
it's just a steak.
It's just a steak.
There's nothing crazy special about it.
Exactly. All right, Jay. Now that we're done saving the world with our justice.
we used our justice beam.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What's next week's anime?
I kind of spoiled it already for you, but we're going to be jumping back into Haikyuu, spiking it back into Haikyuu, and finishing that off with the seasons, with the last two seasons, season two and three.
Yeah, so the last 35 episodes, right?
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's 35, or 30, a little bit less than that.
Yeah, okay.
So.
That sounds good.
Yep, I'm excited.
I don't know. to me, it's just it's a sports anime.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to just finish it off. Cap it off. That's why I picked it again.
Yeah, no problem. It's
I know you said in the when we talked about it, like, oh, I don't know when we'll go back to it.
Yeah.
We're going back to it like right after.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so guys, that was the podcast. If you like us, go ahead and subscribe to us on iTunes and also on YouTube.
Yep. Follow us on SoundCloud.
Leave whatever the ratings are. Thumbs up, 5-star.
Like.
Heart. Follow us. I don't know. I don't know why. On Instagram. I'm a loss for words. Yeah, follow us on Instagram. Is our Instagram just Anime Cherry Bomb?
We just, on our YouTube, we finally did our first Let's Play. Oh,
yeah, finally.
We finally did something.
After years of promising, we finally did something, and we're going to do a little bit more something today. So be on the lookout for more Cherry Bomb plays, games. I'm really excited for more Pigeon Husbandos.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been thinking about it actually all week. So
about playing it some more?
Yeah, about playing more. So I'm very excited.
All right. Sounds fun. All right, guys. So we'll see you guys in the next podcast.
All right, later, guys.
Later.